Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 28th, the 13th day of the 2024 budget session. Today, we continued the debate regarding Senate File 9. The bill addresses procedures for school districts to communicate with parents and guardians about their children's information. Specifically, the bill requires schools to inform parents about available health services. It permits them to decline specific services while mandating compliance with reporting abuse or neglect. This legislation aims to strike a balance between parental rights and the responsibilities of teachers and school staff. We expect ongoing discussion on third reading. I support this bill because I believe it has struck the balance between protecting the child and protecting the rights of parents. Senate File 60 advanced to second reading, focusing on large project funding for the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Fund. These funds support wildlife habitat improvement projects like the Upper Grable Fish Passage, aimed at removing barriers to fish passage and enhancing irrigation. This funding plays a crucial role in securing additional grants and matching funds for such projects, which are vital for environmental conservation. The projects that are funded through the trust fund are good for agriculture, good for wildlife, and good for Wyoming. Senate File 30, which clarifies that judges are also covered under the offense of influencing and intimidation, passed the House today with my support. Upholding the independence and integrity of our judicial system is important, and the bill imposes a felony penalty, including imprisonment of up to 5 years and a fine of up to $5,000 for such actions. The debate hinged on what was the appropriate maximum imprisonment for intimidation versus actual acts of violence. This bill started at a 10-year felony, moved to a 2-year felony, and then settled on a 5-year felony. Senate File 45 empowers vulnerable adults, their families, or agents to take legal action against individuals who exploit them. This bill allows for the recovery of damages and reasonable attorney's fees, providing essential legal recourse for vulnerable adults. I fully support this bill as it progresses to second reading, and it is a bill I worked on in the interim as a participant of the Mental Health and Vulnerable Adult Task Force. A vulnerable adult is someone over 18 years of age who is unable to manage and take care of himself or his money, assets, or property without assistance as a result of advanced age or physical or mental disability. Tomorrow, we will continue to work bills from the Senate and conference on any amendments to House bills. I can be reached at Albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.